6. If somebody beats up your father or your mother, then you have to fight the son and or daughter of the person who beat up your mother or father. 7. If your mother or father beats up somebody, then that person's son and or daughter will fight you. 8. You must always pick fights with the sons and or daughters of any Indians who work for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. 9. You must always pick fights with the sons and or daughters of any white people who live anywhere on the reservation. 10. If you get in a fight with somebody who is sure to beat you up, then you must throw the first punch, because it's the only punch you'll ever get to throw. 11. In any fight, the loser is the first one who cries. I knew those rules. I'd memorized those rules. I'd live my life by those rules. I got into my first fist fight when I was 3 years old, and I'd been in dozens since. My all-time record was 5 wins and 112 losses. Yes, I was a terrible fighter. I was a human punching bag. I lost fights to boys, girls, and kids half my age. One bully, Micah, made me beat up myself. Yes, he made me punch myself in the face 3 times. I am the only Indian in the history of the world who ever lost a fight with himself. Okay, so now that you know about the rules, then I can tell you that I went from being a small target in Wellpinit to being a larger target in Reardon. Well, let's get something straight. All of those pretty white girls ignored me, but that was okay. Indian girls ignored me too, so I was used to it. And let's face it, most of the white boys ignored me too. But there were a few of those Reardon boys, the big jocks, who paid special attention to me. None of those guys punched me or got violent. After all, I was a reservation Indian, and no matter how geeky and weak I appeared to be, I was still a potential killer. So mostly they called me names, lots of names. Chief, Sitting Bull, Tonto, Redskin, Chief, Squaw Boy, Chief. And yeah, those were bad enough names, but I could handle them, especially when some huge monster boy was insulting me. But I knew I'd have to put a stop to it eventually, or I'd always be known as Chief or Tonto or Squaw Boy. But I was scared. I wasn't scared of fist fighting with those boys. I'd been in plenty of fights, and I wasn't scared of losing fights with them either. I'd lost most every fight I'd been in. I was afraid those monsters were going to kill me. And I don't mean kill as in metaphor. I mean kill as in beat me to death. So weak and poor and scared, I let them call me names while I tried to figure out what to do, and it might have continued that way if Roger the Giant hadn't taken it too far. It was lunchtime, and I was standing outside by the weird sculpture that was supposed to be an Indian. I was studying the sky like I was an astronomer, except it was daytime and I didn't have a telescope, so I was just an idiot.